Naghahanap ka ba ng investment na hindi masyado risky? But at the same time, mape-preserve ang capital mo at pwede pang kumita. Lalo na ngayon, medyo mataas ang inflation natin. Look no further than the Soldibo Bond Fund. If you want to know more, please watch this video. Mga ka-RFF, this is Morgan De Guzman from Rapper Financials and welcome back to our channel. Today, we will be discussing another one of our recommended mutual funds. In my previous video, we discussed the equity fund of Soldibo, which is the Soldibo Strategic Growth Fund. Pero ngayon, iba naman. This is the conservative fund of Soldibo, which is invested in high-grade fixed income investments, and this fund is the Soldibo Bond Fund. Before we jump into it and discuss the fund, balikan muna natin at pag-usapan kung ano nga ba ang isang bond fund. Ang bond fund ay isang uri ng mutual fund na nag-i-invest sa mga fixed income securities tulad ng government at corporate bonds. Ang objective ng isang bond fund ay magbigay ng regular na kita sa kanyang mga investors at makapagbigay din ng capital appreciation. Ngunit para kanino naman ang mga bond funds? Ang mga bond funds ay perfect para sa mga investor na hindi pa masyadong comfortable sa volatility or ups and downs ng stock market at gusto lamang sa mga investment na hindi masyado nagbabago ang galaw. Conservative lang, kumbaga. Okay lang din sa'yo ang katamtaman na returns, yung sakto lang, di ba? Pero ang kapalit nun ay makakatulog ka ng mahimbing sa gabi. Perfect din ang bond funds para sa ating mga retirees dahil malapit na sila sa kanilang retirement. And it is highly recommended for them na i-dial down or i-tone down ang majority ng kanilang investment portfolio into a more stable and conservative investments like bond funds. Para sa'yo din ang bond fund kung gusto mong ma-invest ang iyong pera, ngunit meron ka lamang short-term time horizon. Alam naman natin na kapag sa stocks, kailangan long term ka. Ngunit papaano naman kung ang investment time horizon mo ay around 1 to 3 years lamang? Dito papasok ang isang bond fund. So bond funds, they offer safety while still promoting modest growth in the short term dahil sila ay invested sa iba't ibang fixed income securities. Ngayon, ano ba ang isang fixed income securities or bonds? Ang mga fixed income securities ay mga investment na mayroong fixed interest rate sa mga investors nila sa loob ng isang contract na mayroong term. It could be a short-term contract like days, months, years, or in a period of 1 to 3 years. Pero meron din namang mga fixed income securities na long-term ang tenure. Halimbawa, kung mag-i-invest ka sa isang corporate bond na merong 5% interest rate, makakatanggap ka ng 5% interest na kita sa iyong investment sa loob ng isang taon. Kung ito ang term at ito ang nasa contract. Pero ang problema, this type of investment requires a big amount of capital. We're talking millions and tens of millions of pesos. At isa pa, this is usually accessible only to big investors and institutional investors. So paano kung wala tayong capital? Hindi ka pumasa sa qualification, pero gusto mong mag-invest sa isang investment na safe at mayroong fixed interest rate. What are your other options? Don't worry, because by getting a fund manager and investing in a mutual fund, you can still invest in this type of securities. At hindi lang isa o dalawang securities yan. It can be more than 10 securities dahil ang mutual fund ay diversified na. And the best thing here is, hindi natin kailangan ng malaking capital. Kailangan lang natin ng 1,000 pesos para maka-invest sa isang bond fund. Pero tulad ng ibang investments ngayon, meron pa ring risk na involved ang pag-i-invest sa bond fund. Tulad ng interest rate risk, credit risk, at inflation risk. Pero alam nyo ba, para ma-manage ang risk, gumagamit ng iba't ibang risk management strategies ang mga fund managers nila tulad ng portfolio diversification, credit analysis, at regular portfolio reviews. Objective ng fund management na mapanatili ang well-diversified portfolio ng fixed income securities upang ma-minimize ang epekto ng anumang unfortunate events na pwede maka-apekto dito. Ganoon din sila gumagawa ng thorough credit analysis upang masiguro ang creditworthiness ng mga issuers at securities at iwasan ang mga merong mataas na default risk. At alam nyo din ba na si Soldibo Bond Fund, they only deal with high-grade fixed income securities. So ito yung mga pinakamalalaking kumpanya natin dito sa Pilipinas katulad ng BDO, BPI, San Miguel Corporation, SM Prime Holdings at iba pa. So para nakakasiguro tayo at confident tayo sa credibility ng mga contracts na pinangahawakan natin. At hindi lang yan, the Soldibo Bond Fund is also heavily invested in government bonds. Kung maganda kabisada at confident tayo sa mga very big and dominant companies na nabanggit ko, eh mas makasiguro tayo sa mga government o sa mga government securities dahil sa mga dahilan na ito. Number one, they have the power to print more money. Number two, they have the power to borrow money. And number three, they have the power of taxation. Kaya kung naghahanap ka ng investment na less risky, mas safe at may capital preservation and also appreciation, ang Soldevo Bond Fund ay isang magandang investment lalo na sa panahon ngayon na mataas ang inflation sa ating bansa. Sayang naman kung nasa banko lang ang pera mo at ang karamihan ng iyong pera dahil talong-talo tayo dito. Imagine if all your money is just sitting in the bank, medyo may problema po tayo dyan. Unang-una, opportunity cost. Dahil alam natin na it doesn't earn that much with the deposit rate the banks are giving us. Pangalawa, ang inflation ay kinakain ang purchasing power ng ating pera. Imagine natin yung 1 million pesos mo. Kumikita lang ng 0.25 deposit rate. Tapos ang inflation natin ngayon, for example, ay mataas sa 1%. So diba, talo agad tayo. Lugi na agad tayo dito. Kala natin safe na safe ang pera sa banko, but if left uninvested, nawawala pa konti-konti ang value nito. So kailangan talaga nating mag-invest upang matalo ang inflation. Alam nyo ba, nung panahon na nagsimula ang pandemic, noong 2020, kung saan nagbagsakan ng lahat, nalugi ang mga negosyo, walang tao sa labas, sarado ang mga malls, ang daming lockdowns, di ba? Nagbagsakan talaga lahat nito. Alam nyo ba na si Soldevo Bond Fund was named as the number one peso intermediate bond fund of the year 2020 at 8.07%. Now, let's talk about the fund managers of Soldevo Bond Fund. The ATR Asset Management or ATRAM. They are the leading asset and wealth manager in the Philippines. The fund is headed by Mr. Miguel Liboro, who has 11 years of experience in the fields of treasury trading and asset management. He completed the BAP Treasury Certification Program and was awarded the number one rank in Most Astute Investor in Asian Currency Bonds by the Asset Magazine consecutively for the years 2015 to 2021. And the Most Astute Investor in Asian G3 bonds from 2018 to 2019. So kung gusto mo ng investment na may high degree of safety but at the same time mape-preserve ang capital mo at pwede rin itong kumita pa, the Soldevo Bond Fund is one of the best options for you. Ang minimum initial investment amount natin dito is only 1,000 pesos. 1,000 pesos lang po at ang minimum additional investment naman ay 500 pesos. Ngayon, if decided ka na para sa'yo ang fund na to, here are the steps to get started and be a shareholder of Soldevo Bond Fund. Number one, i-download, i-print at sagutan ang kompletong set ng Mutual Fund Account Opening Form. Kung matatagpuan niyo po ang forms dito sa address na ito. So tandaan po natin, ang mga sumusunod ay kailangan para ma-process po ang ating application. So ito po yung mga major requirements. Unang-una, ang ating tax identification number. So this is the 9-digit number. Number two, email address. And syempre, contact number rin. And number three, source of fund such as your income from employment, proceeds from sale of asset, inheritance, at iba pa. Pangalawa, i-deposit po natin ang ating funding sa investment accounts ng Soldevo. So, pwede po tayong mag-online banking or over-the-counter. So, for Soldevo, meron po tayong BDO and BPI accounts. Number 3, i-submit ang filled-out application form kasama ang kopya ng iyong valid government IDs with 3 specimen signatures on the side and also the proof of payment. So, pwede po natin itong ipasa sa mga authorized representative ng Ramper Financials. So, after ma-receive ang kompletong set of requirements and application forms, so dadaan po ito sa application process. It usually takes around 5 to 7 banking days. So after pong ma-process yan, within that day, makatanggap tayo ng subscription confirmation notice. So this will serve as the receipt para makita natin kung magkano yung ininvest natin, ilang shares yung natanggap natin, magkano na yung magiging amount niya, and iba pang details no transaction na ginawa mo. And lastly, makakatanggap din ng isang investor ng quarterly statement of accounts with historical transactions. Also coming very soon, the Soldevo Bond Fund will also be available to Ramper Online para sa fully digital and hassle-free investing. No need to submit and print the forms dahil ito po ay purely online na. Kaya abangan nyo po yan, aming mga ka-RFF. And if you're interested in investing in this fund, kindly click the link in the description box below or email us at info@rapbear.com and we will assist you step by step on how to invest and have a Soldiboo Fund account. Maraming salamat po ulit sa aming mga subscribers at kung ikaw ay bago dito, please be part of our growing RFF community by subscribing in our channel. With that mga ka-RFF, this is Morgan De Guzman again. Thank you very much. God bless and kita-kita tayo sa aming susunod na video.